Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. So we start another week, Prof, and you're with us again, and thank you for that.
Good afternoon, son.
So, Prof, yeah, the weather is certainly changing. We can all sense it. The temperatures are plummeting overnight. What does the onset of winter mean for us and COVID-19?
Yeah, thanks, Simon. Yeah, we're getting a whiff of winter, aren't we? From, sure. I think from Saturday it started. And I just want to just kind of maybe look at a couple of things. You know, there are really two main implications with the weather, you know, cooling down. First of all, our activities are moving from outdoors to indoors, and that poses certain challenges with regard to airborne transmission of viruses generally, influenza and other viruses, as well as, of course, COVID. And the second thing is that during the winter season, these respiratory viruses are you know, on the increase, and we can expect that COVID virus transmission is also going to be the increase. So, you know, are we expecting a third wave? Well, we always said when the weather gets cold, yeah, that's when we're going to expect it. So we've got our two things. You've got the activities which are going to promote it, our indoor activities, and we've got the chance that the virus transmission is going to increase together with the, I guess, expected third wave. So we really need to pay greater attention to controlling airborne transmission because that's how the virus is transmitted. So I thought today and tomorrow I'll talk about it. Tomorrow I'll talk about source control, the masks and the physical distancing, which we need to kind of look at and what has advanced in our understanding of these two things since I last spoke about it. But today I really want to talk about ventilation and controlling airflow.
Yeah.
You know, there are actually minimum standards which have been set by various authorities with regard to the change of air in a room. If you're in a room and it's static and the air's not moving, the windows are closed and so on, that's the recipe for accelerating the spread of the virus. So the minimum standard which has been set by various authorities that is pretty uniform is that we need 0.35 air changes per hour. And air changes means outdoor air, purified outdoor air. Now, in most situations, this means that if you're in a closed environment, if you're in a room or hall or whatever it is, we need outdoor ventilation. Outdoor ventilation means the windows are open, even if it's cold. The windows are open, the doors are open, so there's a circulation of outdoor air. If it's a special situation where there is facilities, then the air can be filtered. And in fact, most industrial, we say industrial, in other words, other than the kind of domestic air, in homes, air conditioners, do have what we call HEPA filtration. HEPA is H-E-P-A. It stands for High Efficiency Particulate Air Filter. And this is a filter which filters out particles larger than 0.3 micrometers. A micrometer is a thousandth of a millimeter. And it needs to reach 99.97% filtration efficiency of these particles. And that will filter out viruses or viruses on organic material. So what's not suitable is if you're going to have a closed environment with recirculation of unfiltered air. This happens, for example, some people think, well, if there's a fan,
yeah,
that's going to, well, you know, I suppose a fan in cold wind and cold weather, but maybe a kind of fan heater,
sure,
which is just simply circulating there, that's not going to do it. And also air conditioning, we don't have HEPA filters. And I would imagine that the majority of air conditioners in a home would not be HEPA filtered. So we've got to be a little bit careful there. Obviously heating the air which comes from the outside, that's fine. But then it's a kind of combination of keeping a window open, which is going to be uncomfortable, and having a heater. But, you know, I think in the situation we've got to kind of look, what is our comfort going to be and what is our risk going to be? And if there's going to be more than a bubble or, you know, a larger group of people indoors, we've got to kind of think very, very carefully. Because if it's going to be a closed environment, if somebody happens to carry the virus, and they're exhaling the virus in their respiratory droplets, that's the recipe for the way that the virus is going to spread.
Prof. Shub, as always, thank you so much. Open the windows, swap the air is the message that we got from you today, and we will continue this discussion again tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.